The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. It is my distinct privilege to welcome to the program Dr. Sebastian Gorka, best-selling author of Defeating Jihad, Why We Fight. He has served as a strategist for President Trump. And, of course, he is one of my colleagues with the Salem Radio Network. Dr. Gorka, I want to welcome you to the Salem family.
Thank you kindly. And don't forget my latest book, which just came out yesterday, The War for America's Soul.
Well, and that's what we're going to talk about today. It is a brand new book, just came out, The War for America's Soul. Before we get into the content of the book, I want my listeners to know a little bit more about you. You were not born in America, but what brought about your deep love for America?
Well, my parents escaped. My parents lived under fascist occupation and then escaped communist dictatorship. My father was actually liberated from a political prison by the freedom fighters in 1956. So I grew up very much with that baggage, that historic memory of what Reagan said so eloquently, that the loss of liberty is always but one generation away. I grew up under Margaret Thatcher in the UK, was born and bred in England, and then watched Ronald Reagan on the other side of the Atlantic bring America back to its rightful place as the shining city on the hill. So I've always believed that the greatest nation on God's earth is America, and now I am a proud, naturalized American citizen who counts himself unbelievably blessed not only to live here in freedom, but to have worked in the White House for the 45th president of the United States.
Much of your book deals with the coming election, and I'm a little older than you are. And every election for the last 20 years, I've heard, this is the most important election of our lifetime. But I think that is an apt description for this coming election. Would you agree?
I know it's a cliche and has been for a long time, but in this case, it's absolutely true. Think about it. We have one party out of the two choices that says we should keep our borders open, illegal immigrants should be legalized, DHSI should be abolished, illegal immigrants should be given taxpayer-funded health care. We have candidates who want to take away our Second Amendment rights. We have people who are avowed socialists, such as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. We have ranked anti-Semites like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, who are the face of the Democrat Party. So as the president's son said when we launched the president's re-election campaign in Orlando a few weeks ago, 2020 will quite simply be the choice between socialism and liberty.
In Chapter 5 of your book, and again, it is The War for America's Soul, published by Regnery. Sebastian Gorka is the author. And my guest, in Chapter 5, How Can You Win? And I like the way you made that very personal in the fifth chapter. You describe something that changed your life. You describe it as a decision point when you were about 8 years old, that changed your life and your view of government and the role of government. Can you quickly walk us through that? Because I thought that was a very poignant part of your book.
Yes. So there are points in your life where you can sometimes identify that your future goes down one avenue and not another. And my parents escaped Hungary, and we lived in the UK. But every summer we spent vacation time abroad, and I was on the beach about age eight on the seashore in France playing with my beach toys. And then my father comes out of the sea. He was a great athlete. He was on the national crew team before the secret police, the communists, arrested him. And he came out of the ocean, and I saw these marks, these white lines on his wrist, and I realized he was too young to have wrinkles on his wrist. So like a stupid child, I just said, "Hey, Dad, what are those?" And without hesitation, without emotion, he just said, "That's where the secret police bound my wrists together with wire behind my back so they could hang me from the ceiling of the torture chamber." That's when my life changed. That's when I realized that the word evil isn't something hypothetical. It's not an adjective from children's stories about witches and dragons. Evil is real. It walks the earth, and it lives in the hearts of men. So for me, I realized that socialism and communism is the embodiment of evil, and that's why I work day in, day out to make sure that it doesn't come to our shores.
Your book deals a great deal with the deep state. For our listeners who hear that phrase over and over again but really don't understand, give us a concise definition of what is the deep state, and particularly with this White House.
The deep state is the permanent bureaucracy that believes that they know better than your listeners. These are the people who've been in government for 10, 20 years, unelected, and who think that they should decide the future of the country, not the elected president. And I've seen it with my own eyes. The deep state are people associated with the intelligence community, the kinds of people who John Brennan, James Comey leveraged in their illegal surveillance operation against the president and the campaign that I worked for. They're the people who are leaking classified transcripts, information from inside the White House, inside the intelligence community. But these are the people who think they are smarter than you, and despite being unelected, they think that they get to decide what's good for America. The deep state, I'm sad to say, is very, very real.
Are there still people from the Obama administration in the White House fighting against this president?
Well, yeah. I mean, the federal government is 2 million employees.
Yeah.
doesn't bring 2 million people into government. And if you look at the National Security Council, the National Security Council, 95% of that is made up from people who are seconded from various departments around government. So whether it's the CIA, the State Department, or DOD. So yeah, the vast majority of people who work for the executive office of the president are in fact seconded bureaucrats. So and even more so when we moved into the White House on January the 21st, 2017, it was a handful of people. It was maybe a dozen or so people who are true MAGA believers in the Make America Great Again policy. So it is truly remarkable that the president has achieved as much as he has achieved in just the scant 3 years he's been in office.
We're talking with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, author of a brand new book, The War for America's Soul, printed by Regnery. You can get it at Amazon, your local bookstore. The War for America's Soul, concise, poignant, powerful. Dr. Gorka, I knew our time would go very quickly. When our listeners put your book down, they finished, they've read the last page, what do you want them to take home?
I want them to be part of the solution. I want them to understand that this is a war for the future of our republic. It is a war for our soul. When we have politicians who say it's all right not just to kill a child in the womb in the last trimester, but to even kill it after it's born, we need to fight back. When we have presidential nominees or candidates who think that they can come after our guns and actually say, "Hell yes, I'm coming after your guns," everybody has a role to play. Everybody must be politically active. Everybody has to be on social media. Everybody has to stand up for the truth, because every single person makes a difference. And most of all, we owe it to the president to support him. This man didn't need the slings and arrows. He didn't need the government paycheck, which in fact he's donating back to the taxpayer. He did this for you, my friends. He did this for the American people. So let's support him to the ultimate extent of our political activities.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka, author of The War for America's Soul. He is also the host of a brand new Salem syndicated radio show, America First, which airs on our sister station, The Answer, from 3 to 5 p.m. right here in Columbus. Dr. Gorka, I know you're incredibly busy. Thank you for taking time for us, but also thank you for writing The War for America's Soul, by Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Go to your bookstore, order it. Go to Amazon, order it. Dr. Gorka, God bless you.
Thank you. And if your listeners want a signed copy, they can get one at our website, sebgorka.com, sebgorka.com, for a personalized signed copy.
sebgorka.com, sebgorka.com. Again, Dr. Gorka, God bless you, and thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
You know, there was a time when the liberal left tried to hide their disdain, their disgust with evangelical Christians. No longer. I mean, it is out in the open, loud and proud. I've got some audio for you at the top of the hour from one of the Democratic presidential candidates. If you were not aware, they had a multi-hour town hall just about LGBTQ issues. That was all. The entire town hall, the whole thing, LGBTQ issues. And I've said this over and over again. Tiny, tiny percentage of our population, an unbelievably disproportionate amount of authority, power, influence on politicians. I'll get to that at the top of the hour. Here is a story out of Louisiana. The false narrative about Chick-fil-A is just unbelievable. Let me say it again. The liberal left does not deal with truth or facts, but emotion, hysteria, rumor, innuendo. It is guilty until proven innocent with the liberal left. And that's particularly true with Chick-fil-A. I keep saying this, and I believe it is true. I believe this is factual. I have never heard of one single discrimination complaint against Chick-fil-A. Any of their franchises, any of their restaurants. I have never heard of a transgender person, a homosexual person, a lesbian person accusing Chick-fil-A of discrimination in being served, in being employed. To my knowledge, they have a perfect record. How many businesses in America could say that? And yet, the word on the street from the liberal left, they're a bunch of hate-mongering, discriminating bigots. And there's no truth to it at all. None whatsoever. The facts absolutely defy that conclusion. Do they support traditional marriage? In one interview, back in, 2012? One interview 7 years ago. We're talking one interview, Dan Cathy. I don't know whether he's the CFO or the COO, but in one interview 7 years ago, Dan Cathy said, yeah, you know, I'm a Christian and I support traditional marriage. He said nothing about Chick-fil-A, the company. He just said, hey, yeah, I support marriages, one man, one woman, which, by the way, is what humanity has believed for 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 years. They have supported some Christian organizations that are not anti anything, but they're pro-family. That's it. So this rumor going around that Chick-fil-A is discriminatory, bigots, it's absolute baloney. All right? That leads me to this story. The principal of Lusher High School in the New Orleans area turned down a free lunch offered to the school's teachers by Chick-fil-A, quote, out of respect to our LGBTQ staff. According to a statement from Dr. Stephen Corbett, principal of Lusher High School, Chick-fil-A's values don't align with the school's. Now, what do we know about the values of Chick-fil-A? Every time we have some kind of American national disaster, who is there helping? Who is there handing out free sandwiches? Hardly a week goes by that I don't have a story in my stack about a Chick-fil-A employee that helps someone in the community. Just a few days ago, a woman dropped her phone down a sewer, and a Chick-fil-A employee took the sewer, the manhole cover off, climbed down into the sewer to get her telephone. What do you mean the high school's values don't align with Chick-fil-A? From everything I know about Chick-fil-A's values, if this high school's values don't align with Chick-fil-A, that high school has a serious problem. But he released this statement. And Chick-fil-A is a part of the College Football Playoff Foundation as a result, or as a part of that, they're giving out free Chick-fil-A sandwiches to staff of schools around the country. Well, the principal of this school said, quote, out of respect to our LGBTQ staff, we have chosen to not serve Chick-fil-A at an employee lunch. Listen to this. What garbage. Quote, the number one rule at Lusher High School is to be kind, and we live this motto every day. What is being, what about calling someone a bigot is being kind? Quote, Chick-fil-A has been politically outspoken about its views. No, they haven't. One interview 7 years ago. That's it. And yet the principal of this school says Chick-fil-A has been politically outspoken about its views, and we feel it is not a part of Lusher's culture of kindness and community. Spread a rumor? Spread innuendo? Malign a wonderful corporate organization that has done so much good for millions of people? That is a culture of kindness and community? I don't think so. But we're seeing this kind of nonsense. But the good news, the more negative publicity Chick-fil-A gets, the better their sales, the better their profit, the better their bottom line, the more people like them, the more awards they receive. Why? Because they're just doing the right thing. And I've said this over and over and over again. Chick-fil-A, we could all learn a lesson. Just do the right thing. Quit defending yourself and just do the right thing. We'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.